a phosphorescent sea washed up on the half-moon of sand in the bay below the Killian cottage. Elizabeth had drawn in beneath the trees that overlooked the beach and was smiling at him indulgently.
"You can wake up now, monsieur. Your limousine has reached its destination."
"Oh, my God!" Enzo sat up. "I hope I wasn't snoring."
"Only a little. I just turned the radio up louder."
She laughed when she saw the horror on his face.
"Only joking, Monsieur MacLeod."
He grinned sheepishly.
"Enzo." "Well, Enzo, I'm happy to report that snoring is not one of your vices, but you do talk in your sleep."
"Do I?"
"We were having a very interesting conversation. It wasn't until we got to Kervaye that I realized you were talking to yourself."
She laughed.
"And so was I."
Enzo looked at her, unsure whether or not to take her seriously, till he saw the twinkle in her eye. Then he grinned.
"Thank you for the lift, Elizabeth. And I look forward to seeing Portlaoise in the sunshine."
He paused as he opened the passenger door.
"I didn't dream that, did I?"
She laughed out loud.
"No, Enzo, you didn't dream it. Good night."
He stood watching as she turned the SUV and gunned the engine, accelerating fast up the hill back to the waiting arms of the man who loved her. And for the second time that night, he had to extinguish the little flame of envy that sprang up inside him. He crossed the sandy parking area to the track that led to the house, and as he opened the gate, the front door swung open to flood the front garden with yellow light. Jane Killian came out onto the doorstep.
"What happened? Did your car break down?"
A voice sounded shrill, oddly strained.
"No, too much to drink. Dr. Servat's wife drove me home."
"Elizabeth Servat?"
He heard a tone in her voice that suggested not only surprise.
"I was at their house. The doctor had too much to drink as well."
Why did he feel the need to explain this to her? He climbed the steps to the door.
"She's an attractive woman."
"She is."
For a moment, they stood very close to one another. Jane held the door open for him, and he transitioned gratefully from the freezing cold of the night to the smoky warmth of the cottage. He crouched by the fire, rubbing his hands together in front of its glowing embers, and noticed the empty glass at Jane's chair. He was aware of her crossing the room behind him, and looked up as she handed him a glass of whiskey.
"I think maybe I've had enough already tonight."
"One more won't hurt. I hate drinking on my own, and in any case I could do with another."
She refilled her own glass and sank into her chair, lifting it to her lips and watching him as he perched on the edge of the armchair opposite.